Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mason Rudolph's been anointed, I say, the starting quarterback for the Hall of Fame game tomorrow night, or maybe not. Good morning to you. Good Wednesday morning. I'm Dejan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Steelers. Comes your way bright and early every weekday morning if you're into hockey and or baseball. I also offer up daily shots of Penguins and Pirates right where you found this. Mike Tomlin had his first weekly news conference yesterday at Heinz Field before the Steelers' final setup day for the Hall of Fame game against the Cowboys tomorrow night in Canton, Ohio. And the only thing that qualified really as news out of the session was that Rudolph will be the guy who goes first. And you'll also see plenty of Dwayne Haskins, plenty of Josh Dobbs, and nothing at all, of course, of Ben Roethlisberger. You can take that at literal face value and say, well, that's it. Mason's the guy. And I don't do that. I don't do that. First of all, listen to how procedural Tomlin was in describing this.
I think we made a decision today in anticipating that maybe Dwayne will finish the first half and Dobbs will finish the game, because we're going to work 2 minutes today and we'll have two sets, and those are the two quarterbacks we chose, just in anticipation of trying to get the guys game ready that could be in the game at those moments. But that's as far as I am down the road in terms of identifying, you know, how much guys are playing and things of that nature. You just got to kind of forecast for the effort of, for the efforts of work, and so those two guys will get the 2 minute, and those are the probable guys that could be in the game at those moments on Thursday night.
There wasn't a syllable of commentary on anyone in there, so erase that portion from any potential discussion here. There's no vindication. Oh, Mason showed real well. He hasn't. He has not shown well in camp. But camp isn't the only thing that it's about, obviously. He's been around for a few years. He has a track record. The last time he played in an NFL game in Cleveland to close out this past regular season, he played pretty well. He looked sharp. He looked confident. He threw the ball downfield, which was something that we hadn't been seeing from the franchise QB. And for the most part, everyone, at least to my recollection, including the Steelers themselves, came away seeming more convinced than ever that he could someday be the guy. And when I'm talking about the guy, I'm not talking about the backup. I'm talking about the guy, the only quarterback under contract to the Steelers in 2022. So if we had to review everything that's happened since then, basically you're talking about a handful of practices in which things did not go well. Unfortunately for Mason, when things don't go well, he's not great at hiding it. And by that, I'm not even referring to anything emotional or demonstrative. I'm referring to his feet. Whenever, in general, he's not playing well, you will see the happy feet. You will see the happy feet even when he makes a good play if things aren't going well. And it comes with an uncomfortable look. It really does. And I think it only magnifies the poor level of which he's playing. You look at him and think, whoa, this guy just doesn't belong. When in fact, if you go back to that Cleveland game, you will not see the happy feet. You will see him get set, look up, confidently make his reads, and make a really good, solid National Football League throw. That's not something that you discard after a handful of lousy practices. This portion of Daily Shot of Steelers is brought to you by Point Park University. Choose from nearly 100 career-focused programs leading to bachelor's, master's, and doctor degrees. Learn more by going directly to Point Park's downtown Pittsburgh campus or check them out online at pointpark.edu. I, too, want to see the other guys more. I'm not a real big fan of seeing more of what I've already seen, like in life, you know? Keep the wheel moving a little bit. I think I've got a pretty good sense for what Mason Rudolph can do at his best and at his worst. Doesn't mean he can't get better. Heck, doesn't mean he can't get worse. But let's not kid anybody here. The player that we want to see at the position, again, more just for knowledge base than thinking that he's going to take Ben Roethlisberger's place or anything ridiculous like that, is Haskins. Haskins is the guy you want to get your eyes on. Haskins is the guy who Ben is describing back in OTAs as being able to throw the ball through the car wash without getting it wet. Yeah, you want to see that. And when there's people like me at these training camp sessions or even going back into the summer describing some of the throws that he's made with the ease that he's shown in doing so, you're thinking to yourself, hey, wasn't this guy a first-round pick? Wouldn't mind seeing more of him. He has the opposite, by the way, of happy feet. Haskins, who isn't all that fast, has a real authoritative step about him that I kind of like. When he moves forward in the pocket, he looks really, really solid. He's not skittering about. He's not flailing his arm. He looks like he's doing it with a purpose, with a cool, with a calm. That's something that I hope that you can both watch for tomorrow night and ideally see for yourself. My guess is that with the status of the offensive line right about now, you'll probably see it more than once. Great. Because that's what this is for. That's what this is for. Instead of looking at this as Tomlin or the Steelers giving Rudolph some, I don't know, blank check type endorsement, look at it instead from the context that, hey, he has to show well. And you know what? If he's actually going to perform this badly, let's go ahead and magnify it. Let's take a magnifying glass to it right now and find out what it is. What's wrong? We can either fix it or we can say, uh-oh, and start giving serious thought to to something else. But there's nothing in the actual process of naming Rudolph the starter for the Hall of Fame game that amounts to, there it is, all done. Everybody good now? All right, here we go. It's just not that. It's just not that. Look at it the other way. Imagine if Tomlin had named Haskins the starter for this game. Okay? And imagine all the fuss that it would kick up, and who would benefit from that fuss? Nobody. Nobody. The last thing you need is any kind of extra drama in the moment. Let Rudolph, if he's going to, lose the job on the field. There's no anointing that needs to be done in either direction. When we come back, just one question. Of Daily Shot of Steelers is always brought to you by the personal injury law firm of Luxembourg, Garbett, Kelly & George, LGKG. They represent people who are hurt in car accidents, who need assistance with workers' comp, who filed medical malpractice claims. The attorneys at LGKG have been designated super lawyers for over 15 years. That's reserved for the top 5% of attorneys in Pennsylvania. Learn more about them at lgkg.com or by calling 888-842-5454. It's time for just one question, and today's comes from Tim Hemis, who asks, very simply, what should we be looking for in these preseason games? You know, that's the right approach, my man. That's the way to go into these things. Because if you're looking for results, and I'm not even talking about anybody who would take a score seriously, but if you're looking for results, you got to be looking for something that's infinitely more significant than how a known starter will be working. They have their own regimen to get ready for the season. Unless they're rehabbing or they're on some kind of schedule, like for example, you know, Devin Bush, you'd want to watch just to make sure that, you know, he's okay. That he looks like he can get back to rookie form. But otherwise, you have to understand that there's a pacing involved in this. And when I say you have to understand, it's because I hear it constantly from the athletes themselves. More often than not, it's off the record than on, because no one wants to admit, you know, hey, by the way, I'm not exactly going to be going 110% tonight. But what it is, it's a chance for them to ramp up while understanding that they've got not even 16. They've now got 17 regular season games plus playoffs, theoretically, to get through. So there's no point beating your brains out in an extra exhibition game, which is what this is. So what are you actually watching for? There's some names that I've thrown your way this week on the show. I would say that the main guys to keep a focus on would be Jason Pierre at right outside corner. He's been making play after play after play, and if he does, he's going to force the Steelers into an interesting decision as it relates to Cam Sutton, potentially, meaning who's inside, who's outside, what does that mean for Antoine Brooks? That's one thing that I'd be looking for. Another on the offensive side of the ball would be anything related to Pat Freiermuth. Now, Freiermuth was banged up a little bit yesterday at Heinz Field with a shoulder issue, so we'll see what his availability is for the game. But presuming that he's okay and presuming that he can go, he's definitely the guy that you want to keep your eye on. Look, I'm not going to point out the obvious stuff. Najee Harris is going to play. Mike Tomlin made that very clear. He's going to play in all four preseason games. That's really obvious. But within watching 22, please, please keep an eye on everything. every single offensive lineman. And I'm talking about the starters, the backups, the everybody's, because you don't know, I don't know, and I don't believe the Steelers know who's going to be the five that line up in front of Roethlisberger and Harris in Buffalo. I really don't think anyone knows. And every one of these snaps, to an extent, counts for every one of these guys. Which is, wow, right? I appreciate the question. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Steelers. We'll do another one of these tomorrow.